world of Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. So, welcome. In this episode, we're going to speak about this question and the answer of it. What do we gain from Azadari or morning gathering for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? First, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Murdad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Maryam, verses 1, 2, 3, and then the important point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
كافها يا عين صاد.
كاف ها يا عين صاد.
ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا.
This is a mention of the mercy of your Lord to his servant Zechariah.
إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا.
When he called to his Lord a private supplication.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Some Islamic traditions state that these abbreviated letters indicate the event of the uprising of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala as follows. Kaf refers to Karbala. Ha refers to Halak, means the slaughter of the prophet's progeny. Ya refers to Yazid. Ayn refers to the subject of Atesh, that means thirst. And Sad refers to Sabr, the patience and steadfastness of Imam al-Hussein and his self-sacrificing supporters. It should be noted, of course, that the verses of the Quran have the capacity to have different meanings, but despite the variety of meanings, they do not conflict with each other.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Now we come back to our question. What do we gain from Azadari? Imam al-Hussein's Azadari is a religious and worldly gain, but do we take its advantages? Its actual season is Muharram. However, we can prefer the good deeds throughout 365 days. The Azadari is one's desirous contemplation. However, when we hear the history, our hearts cry and the lovers grieve over it with a heavy heart. Those who care, commemorate, and participate fully, especially in the month of Muharram, and distribute food and drink as tabarruk, whilst recalling the memories of the hunger and thirst of the martyrs of Karbala and the massacre of Imam al-Hussein and his family members and his faithful companions carried out by the evil forces of Yazid.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the do's and don'ts of mourning and azadari on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The first point that we have to have in mind is paying attention to lofty virtues and traits of dignified men and religious leaders. The Holy Quran as emphasized through many different verses on maintaining and reviving the memory of the great men of God, noble religious leaders, and prominent personalities of human history, and learning lessons from them. God the Sublime says in chapter Maryam, and mention Ibrahim in the book, surely he was a truthful man, a prophet. Then it explains Ibrahim's strong action against the idols and idolaters. The Quran says in another verse, also mentioned in the book, the case of Idris. He was a man of truth and sincerity and a prophet, and we raised him to a lofty station. The Quran speaks of the prophets who were bestowed with God's bounties and blessings. In another verse, the Quran says, commemorate our servant Job. Behold, he carried to his Lord. The evil one has afflicted me with distress and suffering. The command was given, strike with thy foot. Here is water wherein to wash, cool and refreshing, and water to drink. And we gave him back his people and doubled their number as a grace from ourselves and a thing for commemoration for all who have understanding. It is clear that the personal and family aspects, as well as routine activities of these noblemen, have not been the focus of attention in these verses and the likes. In fact, it is their character, moral virtues, and constructive programs which have been highlighted and which indicate that the memory of the great and elect men should remain alive, and their traits and characteristics should be the focus of attention. For this reason, we see that the infallible imams, peace be upon them, adopted different ways and methods to revive the memories and names of martyrs of Karbala, especially the chief of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein.
On the continuation of today's special, a hadith regarding Azadari, or the mourning ceremonies for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Ashura, a day of grief. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, Shia's 8th Imam, said, the one for whom the day of Ashura is a day of tragedy, grief, and weeping, Allah the Almighty, the Glorious, shall make the day of judgment a day of joy and happiness for him. Laughing eyes. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, O Fatima, every eye shall be weeping on the day of judgment except I, which has shed tears over the tragedy of Hussein. For surely that eye shall be laughing and shall be given the glad tidings of the bounties and comforts of paradise.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
In this part, the history and philosophy of Aza for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Evolution of Aza, or mourning. Muslims, and more particularly the Shias, have answered the call of Imam al-Hussein with the unique institution of Aza al-Hussein. With every tear that we shed for him, we pledge to resist the oppression of injustice, immorality, inequity, and falsehood. Every time we raise our hand and bring it down on our chest, we are saying, Labbaik, Labbaik, Ya Mawla, to our Imam al-Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. For long, the word Aza al-Hussein has been exclusively used in connection with the remembrance ceremonies for the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein. Aza al-Hussein includes mourning, congregation, lamentation, matam, and all such actions which express the emotions of grief, anger, and above all, repulsion against what Yazid stood for. These emotions, however, remain futile and hypocritical unless accompanied by a will to reform both at the individual level and the community level.
Mourning and grieving is a natural, or rather necessary, human emotion and expression. As human beings, it's natural for us to grieve. It's natural for us to mourn. In fact, it is necessary for our psychological and physiological well-being that we are able to grieve and we are able to mourn and we are able to express this grief and mourning in weeping and in crying. There are many studies out there that discuss some of the positive aspects, positive psychological aspects of grief and of mourning. I remember reading an article once where about 300 individuals, over 300 individuals, they were asked a year after they had experienced a loss of a loved one. They were asked a year later about their grieving process, about their mourning process. And they were asked whether or not they felt that there were any positive aspects to their mourning, to their grieving. And the vast majority, about 85%, were able to admit that there were positive aspects to their mourning, to their grieving, to their losses. Some of them, they mentioned that this had a positive psychological effect on the family. The rest of the family was able to come together to forge stronger bonds with one another because of this loss. Others admitted that they experienced a positive sense of greater appreciation for life. They were able to appreciate their lives in a greater vein, in a greater capacity, due to this process of grief and mourning.
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month of Hussein and his true followers. That was all for today's special, and inshallah we meet you soon. Till then, fi aman Allah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.